you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
What up, Mr. Evans? Who else had James Lipton?
Professional. I am purely professional.
Inside the actor's studio.
He was a lot older than I thought he was.
Yeah, we knew he was that old years ago. We interviewed the guy. And because he always, obviously, he had a little hair dye. But for 93, even his face looked pretty good. He didn't seem like an old, crusty dude, you know?
Mitch and Rudy eat orange booty.
Oh, I like that one.
Yeah.
It's a thinker, but you get there.
And they do. They have been for 3 years.
Got a hit with James Lipton, as did Paul Walker's Hot Wheels.
Oh.
Polaroiding my dink last night.
Yeah.
Rogers got hooker money, gets a hit.
That's what you should do in the future because.
Get hooker money?
Doesn't go to the cloud.
Polaroid my
Polaroid
dink.
Polaroid the dink.
Well, then just walk out in the living room and flip the photo to her.
Mm-hmm. And hand it to her.
Then she has a keepsake.
There you go.
Here's what you got to look forward to.
If you come back.
Right. And shred it later.
That's what I did. I shredded that.
Seated urination in sons.
It's romantic.
Yeah. Not at all. It's pretty horrible,
right.
Actually.
Chicks love that.
Yeah.
Wives like
to hear. She might be in the car right now, too.
Are you going to shred that?
That's probably not good. She might be in the car right
she'll
now.
She'll probably call and say, yeah, he tore me up.
Tore me up.
Because that's how wives talk.
Mm-hmm. All the time.
When you've been married for 20
years. Oh, yeah.
My wife's always on the phone with her friends. Nick wrecked it.
Nick wrecked it.
He knocked the bottom out of it last night.
Yeah.
They're more likely to talk about seated urination and sons.
Oh, big time.
Yeah,
probably.
They got a hit with James Lipton, as did Shaving the Posse.
Speaking of that, there was an amusing email. I'm trying to find it.
Snot bubble, tertiary syphilis, and you're killing me, Smalls. Go ahead.
I don't know if he wants his name said.
Then don't say it.
But he's from Hutchinson.
Hutch.
Listen to the
podcast.
You don't
do that quite right.
A few hours behind real time each day. You guys were talking about that tripping balls on acid yesterday's show.
Yes, we were.
It reminded me that after that amazing Super Bowl win by the Chiefs, I got some acid from a buddy. I got 5 hits of acid for me and my wife, and I decided to text her and said, guess who's got 5 hits? She replied, 5 Deadpool hits?
All right.
Keep your helmets up.
T95.
Keep your helmets up.
That's the area of Hutchinson.
Out of Hutchinson, Kansas,
jumped off sides again. Always do. That would have made that night topped off real nice. He's obviously a Chief fan too, Nick. You'd have popped some acid right after the Chiefs won.
Oh, yeah.
You might not have been here the next
day. I wouldn't have even believed it. I would believe they won even less. I'm tripping balls.
Exactly.
Like, there's no way Andy Reid has that trophy.
No way they won.
I like their mushrooms in Denver. I ran into a couple of locals at the ski hill who were eating some mushrooms.
Mm-hmm.
They were in the middle of a mushroom extravaganza.
You didn't do any of them while you're skiing, right?
No,
One more accident.
I don't know if I could do that.
Sip it that goes out the window, you know that.
I wouldn't mind doing mushrooms again. I wouldn't do acid again.
Well, you wouldn't do mushrooms and ski, would you?
No.
Okay, got it.
Yeah, that seems dangerous.
Yeah, it does.
That might be the only way I would ski.
You never want to rule anything out.
I might die, but you're right. That, for me, that'd be the only reason I would ski.
I wouldn't
too,
plan on that, right, but if it happens, you know.
It wouldn't deteriorate your skills.
No, not at all.
Not at all.
It would make you one with the mountain.
And the tree.
Have you skied at all, like ever, Craig?
Not on snow.
Yeah. There was a little hill
water
ski
around
your hometown.
I thought you were talking about
a little hill around your hometown. Ski Dillsburg in Pennsylvania.
No, a ski round top. Yeah.
Okay.
Never been on snow skis, water skis, or ice skates.
Yeah. Oh, you never ice skated, really?
Ever.
Growing up with a bunch of little ponds froze over. You never went ice skating
Okay.
at the farm.
Yeah.
No, I was always told that like farm ponds were hard to skate on because they were uneven.
Well, they kind of are. You're probably right there.
But the ice is not smooth.
Oh, yeah, you need to Zamboni those things.
Yeah, yeah, we didn't have a Zamboni.
Because when they do the big pond hockey things in Minnesota, they scrape them down pretty good. They take care of them. Speaking of that, did you see the viral video of the guy pulling the 50-pound muskie out of the little hole that he drilled?
No.
We
really
don't follow the same thing.
No, that would have been boring if I saw that.
Oh, yeah. It was posted up on the unofficial Todd and Tyler Radio Empire fan page.
Yeah, that's a bunch. Those guys are obviously big fans, but there's some strange stuff on that site.
And apparently there was
By the way, a lot of it is wrong.
A record.
a lot of it is completely wrong. You know nothing about the show.
Our boy
from Plattsburgh,
New York.
Thank you for commenting on it.
Posted 37-pound lake trout. State record for New Hampshire.
Good for him.
Wow. But those are kind of peanuts.
Even Craig's wow sounded uninterested. Yeah. And Craig
well,
likes
I was
fish.
Thinking about, you know, the viral video I was thinking of that we didn't mention was the video of them pulling the towel out of the snake.
Ooh, I missed that.
Oh, I saw that.
I saw the beginning
of that. Did the snake swallow a towel?
Beach towel.
Really?
Yeah.
Eey.
They pulled the whole thing out just in one big chunk.
Was the snake alive?
Yeah.
Out of his mouth or out of his ass?
The mouth. Yeah.
Good point.
Yeah.
Out through the indoor, yeah.
What did it? The snake crawl on the beach and get it, or is it just somebody's house, the beach flower laying in
yes.
the snake den? Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's like, I left my towel right here. I know it was right there.
Now all I find is this big-ass snake.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've never encountered a snake on the beach.
No, me neither. Well, I've been one. But I never encountered one.
Yeah, I'd be horrified.
That'd be a good movie, though, snakes on a beach.
Yeah, it would be, yeah.
Because you could have all kinds of scantily clad girls.
Yeah, running around.
An attack of snakes.
They'd be all scared running towards you.
Yeah.
Save me, Todd.
No, it'd be Mr. In that situation.
Yeah.
Save me, Mr.
Save
sir.
Me, Grandpa.
Save me, sir.
You'd have to toss your camera in the sand and run him to safety.
We mentioned a horrible story was coming up.
Yeah, go ahead and tell it.
I don't want to. The Independent out of UK is reporting at the 29th birthday of a person described as an Instagram influencer.
I read this this weekend.
This is horrible.
This is horrible. Remember the cautionary tale, I think.
Caution, don't do stupid crap?
Well, they didn't know this existed. They didn't know what kind of gas this would make, but go ahead and do the story.
So, at the 29th birthday of a party of a person, birthday party of a person described as an Instagram influencer.
She's hot. I saw the
picture. And she has a million followers.
Yeah.
Ekaterina Dedenko. Seems she's a qualified pharmacist showing people how to save money on pharmaceutical products. Ekaterina and her husband and some of her friends were celebrating at a pool complex in Moscow.
Oh, so she's hot and useful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gives you good advice.
Well, but also...
She missed one science class. Let's say that.
She did. But I wouldn't have known this.
They dumped about 55 pounds of dry ice into the pool trying to create a cool visual effect, or because guests getting out of what the BBC called the sauna complained it was too warm. One of those two things I read, you know, in different stories.
Yeah, I did too.
Several guests who had been in the sauna or pool dived into the water to cool off after dumping 55 pounds of dry ice into the pool. Immediately, the swimmers started to choke and several lost consciousness. Three people reportedly killed, several people injured, including Ms. Dedenko's husband, who is reportedly among the dead.
Is that because it got so cold or because it releases a bunch of carbon dioxide?
Dry ice, which is frozen carbon dioxide, produces a heavy vapor when put into water.
Yeah.
And the vapor can cause an elevated level of carbon dioxide in blood when released in an inadequately ventilated space.
And also in a huge pool, too. I mean, I remember I had a volcano project years ago in school, and we used a little bit of dry ice, but you were fine.
These are small pools.
Exactly. And they just put a bunch of it in there, and it just floated up to the top, and they all,
Yeah, 55 pounds, that's a lot of dry ice.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, the website for what they call this bath complex or pool complex shows it consists of about a dozen rooms that contain saunas and small pools and recreational equipment, and they were having this little party at, you know, one of those things.
Although a different thing, remember the reveal party in Iowa where the woman took a firecracker, a shrapnel to her head and died instantly?
Yeah.
These celebrations that turn deadly because somebody does something stupid are just horrible.
Oh, they got to be over the top.
I mean, you could think about that. They're having a big party and celebrating. And the dry ice makes some smoke.
Let's throw it in the pool.
Two died.
They just wanted to look cool on Instagram.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah. I think it was a complete dumb accident. Who knows that was going to kill you? I wouldn't know.
It's totally dumb.
Yeah, I wouldn't know it was going to kill you.
Wait for a bit, so I'll see pictures like that, and they're really like, does the world really need these people?
Well, but you, if you're,
and then they're just
but if
like,
you're at,
gone.
If you're at the party and not the person to put the dry ice in there, you might dive in there and die, and you weren't stupid. You were just, you're at a party.
Just drunk, jumping in the sauna.
Yeah, you assume, they must know what they're doing.
Right, exactly.
Throwing that dry ice in the pool.
And we all got friends that we know don't know what they're doing, but we still go along with them. Look around. Sure, Todd knows exactly that's not going to kill anybody. We wouldn't even think that. We'd all jump in the damn pool.
Well, now you know.
She's alive, though, right?
Don't throw 55 pounds of dry ice in any kind of pool.
Right.
Did she still post it?
Yeah, I was wondering that, too. Yeah. It was a great party until he died.
I hope I didn't lose any followers.
Yeah. Well, I did. They died.
Oh.
But she'll gain them back. She's still counting followers today. You know she is.
Oh, yeah.
She's probably getting a lot more.
That's your job.
Oh, I think so, too.
Worldwide story.
I wouldn't know who she was until I heard this story.
There was another death while we were gone that we neglected to mention earlier.
Who was it?
Mike Hughes.
Oh, yeah.
Mad Mike.
Yeah. I forgot he was the Flat Earth guy.
Riding his rocket.
Right.
Because they call him a daredevil. I'm thinking he's a daredevil and a Flat Earth guy, or they can coincide with each other.
His homemade rocket crashed. They think it kind of burned up his parachute, and then it wasn't there when he wanted to land.
That's a problem.
Yeah. I'm curious if he was a daredevil first or a flat earth guy, or if that kind of coincides.
Yeah, so I wanted that too. I didn't get that part.
I'm guessing daredevil first.
Has he been daredeviling before he decided the earth was flat?
Well, he was using his daredeviling to try and figure out whether or not the earth was flat. Because he wanted to see for himself. He ain't believing all this other BS you can see anywhere and all the other, actual proof. He ain't believing that. He's got to go up high enough in his homemade rocket so he can see it for himself, whether it's just looking over the edge or seeing the curvature.
Oh, well, you could take a plane ride for that. You don't need your own rocket.
Yeah, he has to go higher than that.
Okay.
Yeah, that's not high enough.
How far did he get?
I don't know. Not high enough.
Well, high enough to die.
Well, you know what? Yeah. He was trying to get him. They were trying to get him 5,000 feet in the air.
All right.
Little by little, they were going to get him higher and higher, I think. This one was about 5,000.
Is there got to be video? They're not releasing it, are they?
Yeah. I saw the part where it looked like when he launched, they lost the parachute.
Did he?
Because they're filming this for the science for
Science Channel,
the Science Channel, their series called Homemade Astronauts.
I heard he yelled, "It's flat" on the way down.
Why?
You didn't hear that.
Why are you going to encourage this?
I think he's the guy. Yeah.
There's a whole show.
Yeah, about the Science Channel. You're right.
Why are you encouraging idiots to do this?
It's the Science Channel.
They're gonna die. This is what's gonna happen.
And you're giving time to a guy who wants to prove the Earth is flat.
That's what I'm thinking. The science. That's what makes you more mad about that.
That is irresponsible of the Science Channel.
Right.
But
right.
Homemade astronauts? That's never gonna work out well.
The Science Channel should ignore that guy. Well, now they can. But don't devote time to anyone who has anything to say about the Earth being flat if you run the Science Channel.
No, exactly.
Well, if you're making fun of them, sure, go for that. Go for that.
They make fun of people on the Science Channel much.
I don't think they do.
Don't even give them the time of day.
I mean...
Apparently this was a steam-powered rocket.
Steam?
Oh. Well, that's the latest technology, apparently.
Well, it worked for Doc Brown in Back to the Future 3.
They throw coal in it to get a burn? Did he go like 10 feet and turn around and just hit really hard?
No, it was much higher than that.
Obviously. Yeah, people responded on Twitter, Greg. You'd be proud. And a lot of people ended the conversation on Twitter or Facebook. He's dead now.
I'll tell you why I'm not proud. This guy's in his 70s.
Yeah.
He's a daredevil. Nobody had him in the Deadpool.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, who figured?
He's in his 70s. He's a daredevil.
Yeah, but you don't publicize when you're going to try to get the rocket up in the air.
See, I didn't know.
No, we all knew that. No, you could easily follow this guy.
Right. Until today.
Did you have him?
No, accounts several days ago.
No, I'm full.
I wasn't aware he was a daredevil. I thought he was just a flat earth guy.
It's flat!
Oh, either that or, damn it, I was wrong.
Tyler in Wichita is speculating that he saw that the earth was round and just couldn't go back to being wrong. So he just offed himself.
Oh, crap. There's a curve up there. You know, I was on a plane last night, and so was Todd, about 35,000 feet. And I looked over.
30,000 feet higher than he was trying to go.
Exactly. And there's a curvature. I could tell by the sun.
Now, you know what I determined when I got to 35,000 feet in the air? The earth is dark.
Yeah. Oh, you flew at night? Okay, yeah. I flew during the day, yeah. I could see there was a curvature.
But I also thought there's another part of the earth where it's not dark. But your climate guy wouldn't get that. There's time zones. And, you know,
Mike is dead. Nobody having the Deadpool.
No.
Anybody have Hosni Mubarak?
Yeah, about 60
Nobody
players.
Nobody names the kid Hosni anymore, you know?
They're waiting on Len to get that fixed and scored and whatnot. About 60 players had him. B. Smith passed away.
Hope he gets it done today because tonight is Taco Tuesday.
Oh, that's right.
I think he drinks tacos on Thursday.
It's Fat Taco Tuesday.
By the way, the oldest man on the planet is not famous. He's just old, and that guy died yesterday too over the weekend.
Yeah,
112. Yeah,
he's not the oldest guy on the planet anymore.
You don't want to be that for long.
Nobody holds that.
Nobody's want to know what that record is.
Yeah.
I think we've looked this up before, and I think it's about 9 months.
Oh, the oldest guy lives. Okay.
Yeah, because there's a list of like the oldest and who's held it.
Right.
And I think what I remember, it's about 9 months or so. Nobody's had it for a year.
I think the person in first place now is a lady that wouldn't get up in a Twins outfit at the game the other day I was at. And I had to get out, and she's going, I'm thinking, you got to stand, because if I start bending over you, I might crack some bones on your face, you know. But it was like, So I think she's 111, and she was a Twins fan.
And probably Wiener Cousins with Jay Medicine Hat, because Kirby Puckett's involved there somehow.
111.
If she's a groupie, she did Kirby Puckett.
Yeah. What, at 90?
Yeah.
80?
Yeah, she might have been 80.
Oh, no, she was old. She was dust.
At the time.
Yeah. Even my dad said, who's the old bitch at the end? And he's 86.
Kirby Puckett was 25, 30 years ago.
Right.
At the height of his career. What did he die of?
Cancer, right?
I don't know.
Or heart. Something horrible.
He was cut short.
Yeah.
Yeah, something horrible.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
A draft of a bill in Indonesia would ban...
stroke.
Okay.
That. Well, they wish. A draft of a bill in Indonesia would ban S&M and homosexuality if it is approved.
They're not the same thing, by the way.
No.
That's why there's an and in between the two.
So,
the sweeping family resilience bill.
So you can't spank your wife or bang your buddy, right?
Says that anyone suffering from sexual deviations, including incest, would be required to turn themselves into rehab for treatment. Failure to do so could lead to children being taken away from their parents.
Great.
Four of Indonesia's political parties are backing the bill.
Horrible people.
This is the world's most populous Muslim majority country, and they are trending toward being more conservative.
Great. Don't have gay sex in Indonesia, Craig.
I'm not going.
Mark that off. Or spank somebody, or get spanked.
And what's the point?
Yeah,
yeah.
True.
Yeah,
All those.
Might be a little tough to enforce.
That's what vacation's for.
Just the cutest story ever.
Really?
Right here.
Right. That's what people come to this show for.
We've got the cutest story ever right here. Shannon Maxey. She's a third grade teacher in Florida.
Do I need to look up her mugshot?
What'd she look like?
No.
Because third grade would be wrong.
Yeah. I mean, her pictures are out there, but not because she's done anything wrong.
All right.
Shannon Maxey, M-A-X-E-Y. Third grade teacher in Florida. She's got a Keurig in her classroom, you know, gets the coffee. Yeah. She says she drinks coffee every single morning when the kids come in. She adds vanilla almond syrup for flavoring.
Oh, yeah.
As you would.
Mm-hmm.
One of Shannon's students said she had to ask her a question privately. The student quietly whispered to her, the third grade student, "Why do you keep liquor by your coffee?" The teacher realized kid was talking
about.
Shut up, kid. Because of you?
Yeah. Shut up, kid.
The student was talking about her bottle of vanilla almond syrup flavoring.
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of a cute looking bottle, and the kids thought it was liquor.
Yeah. Oh,
it
might be kind of a fancy decanter.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't tell your mom.
I'm looking
kid.
At the photo here. It's just a regular, like, clear plastic looking bottle, but to a third grader.
Yep.
You know.
To a third
they
grader.
See what mommy drinks.
Sure.
Right. That's right.
Mommy's got a bottle of Fireball like that.
And her boob pops out a lot.
Turns out almost every single kid in Shannon's class thought that the flavoring was some kind of alcohol, and they thought the teacher was drinking every day.
That's because they get that from their parents.
She said that she asked them why they didn't ever say anything to her, and they said, "We just thought you put a little beer in your coffee every day."
How'd this get out?
Well, she shared it herself on Facebook because it's a cute little story. And she said, in hindsight, every time she would go for a second cup, which wasn't every day, the kids would say, "Dang, Miss Maxey, you're having more coffee."
So she didn't put two and two together until she thought of it later.
Yeah, it finally dawned on her. They thought she was getting hammered.
Oh, Mrs. Pad there.
Well, you're right. That comes from the parents. So obviously these kids who thought that.
Mommy's drunk.
She was also grateful that none of them busted her. None of them ratted her out.
You're right.
No one ratted her out to other teachers. No one ratted her out to their parents.
Yeah.
All right.
They just let her drink. She's fine. Nobody's getting hurt here.
Well, they see mommy put whiskey in her coffee on the weekends. Yeah. Everything's fine. That's just the way it is.
Good thing the kids didn't find the meth.
That is.
Good thing they didn't find my meth. That's what she said later on Facebook.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.